Here we go again, and anyway, welcome once again. Welcome to 2020. Today we've got an extraordinary meeting with a closed session, and it's the 29th of January 2020. And also like to wish everybody a happy New Year and happy Australia Day for the other day. Hope you all had a good long weekend. And also mobile phones, if you could make sure that they're on silent, please, because this is about the last thing we want through this recording. And first of all, I'd like to ask Mel Blewett, Councillor Mel Blewett, if she would like to do the acknowledgement of country and its elders. Thank you, Councillor.
I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we are meeting on, the Wiradjuri people, and remind people that we are on Aboriginal land. I also acknowledge the elders both past and present.
All right, leave of absence. I think we've got two for a leave of absence today, was Councillor Dave Carter and Councillor Peter Harris. Would someone like to move that they get Councillor Bendall and Councillor Brady? All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? And that is carried. We don't have any public forum today. And the disclosures of interest, has anybody got any disclosures of interest of any items that are actually in this extraordinary business paper? No disclosures of interest. Right, moving along to the first item of our extraordinary meeting. Infrastructure services, so major project grant funded projects for Lachlanshire Council engagement for public works. Does someone like to move that? Thanks, Councillor Brady. Seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Hall. And I might hand over to our engineer to see if he wants to give a few comments on, or Greg, is it?
I'm happy to speak. Yeah.
But I'll ask the General Manager to give us an outline on this report. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Very early this year, I was contacted by Restart New South Wales regarding a number of the projects which we currently have approved funding for, as well as the completion of some funding deeds for applications that had been approved, but for which Restart New South Wales hadn't issued the funding agreements. There had been an audit undertaken of our projects in September 2019, and Council, as you recall from the December Council meeting, we'd been provided with a copy of that audit report in very late November and given a period of about 2 weeks in which to respond with some improvements that had been requested of how we were administering those grants. In conversations with the director of the department, the program officer that was looking over our grants, and other officers from the Department of Planning, Environment and Infrastructure, Water, we discussed possible options for the delivery of those projects in a timely manner, particularly in the emerging event that we were going to see some significant funding for other water-related infrastructure projects this year, and we would need to come up with a means of delivering those projects in a timely manner for the community. It was agreed during our conversations that Public Works Advisory could assist Council in the delivery of all of those water and sewer related projects, but in order for that to occur, Council would need to resolve to request the Minister to refer the projects to Public Works Advisory. So that's the purpose of this report. We would still be required to make our matching financial contributions for the projects that have already been approved, as well as potential future contributions for any other projects that may be approved. The Director of Infrastructure Services and the Manager of Water Utilities have prepared the report for me, and I recommend it to Council for their consideration and determination.
Would someone like to speak for the recommendation?
Johnny, I would, please. Johnny, I'd like to...
Before you start... No, I've got problems.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, if I could just point out to Greg, can you give me a bit of more of a rundown on the public works advisory? Is that just an advisory category? Are they going to do any works apart from planning specifications? Could you please bring us up to speed on that in a little bit further, more detail, please? Thank you.
I'll ask the General Manager to respond.
The proposal is that they will provide a full service. So they will prepare the contract documentation, they will advertise tenders, they will project manage the delivery, and they will engage the contractors to actually do the construction works.
Councillor Hall, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Further question to Councillor Phillips. What are the financial implications? Are they going to charge us? Are they going to do this for free? And I also just want to, and yes, it's raking over old coals. The last time in Lake Cajeligo that Public Works specified and ran a project, we got delivered an entirely inappropriate water treatment plant, and the construction of it killed people. And I have concerns for that to not ever be repeated. But I particularly am interested in what's the financial implications of doing it this way, please.
Thank you, Councillor Hall. I'll ask the General Manager to respond to that.
The implications are that we will lose control of the projects. It will be delivered by the state government. We, as I mentioned, are still responsible to make our contribution towards the project, but they will then assume responsibility for the design and construction and project management. Under the Act, if there is any over expenditure associated with the project, the minister responsible can direct council to pay the over expenditure.
Mr. Mayor. If you want a follow-up question? Okay, away you go.
I'll ask Councillor Hall if she'd like to speak. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. As a follow-up question, am concerned about what our level of input would be for design specification. If they take it over, do we totally lose input of what is being specified? That's a concern, which could very likely include massive cost blowouts. I think there's a lot of issues that we still need some details on.
I'll ask the General Manager to respond to that once again.
We'll have input into the scope of the works and the specification that would be prepared. Our opinions and inputs would be taken into consideration, but ultimately they would be delivering the project to produce the outcomes that are identified at the start of the project.
Now, Mr. Mayor, can I? Yeah, turned off. I'm turned on now.
Right. I'll ask Councillor. I'll ask Councillor Brady to speak. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I ask why we got to this position? Why are we having to get Public Works to be doing the work that we should be doing and not doing it ourselves? Is there a reason that we can't handle this work? Or is it the fact that we aren't capable of getting the work done on time? Or what is the reason for us having to have Public Works take it over? Any other work, for that matter.
Well, thank you, Councillor Brady, for the question. Can I ask the General Manager to respond?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. There are a number of reasons, the bulk of which is that our staff resources permit us to meet the operational needs of the organisation, but not as easily to fulfil all of the capital projects that are required and that we receive funding for. One of the difficulties, and not the least of which, is the high turnover of staff we've had in that area. the Director of Infrastructure will correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand there's been something like 9 staff members through there in the last 5 years, and that's not a reflection on the organisation. It's more of a reflection on the demand in the industry, the salaries that are paid by places like Public Works for experienced water engineers and project managers, and the difficulty we have in attracting and retaining staff to this area. That's been a significant impact. One of the other difficulties is that with our buying power, we have trouble attracting qualified consultants to come and deliver those projects. And the likes of Public Works Advisory, through efficiencies of scale and the volume of work that they're putting out the tender, it's expected we'll be able to deliver a more competitively priced contract.
Councillor Brady, you wish to ask another question?
So does this mean that we haven't got enough experienced engineers that we can call upon to do this work? Or you're saying we had a high turnover, and we have often had a high turnover of staff in the infrastructure engineering section over the years, because we often train people up and then they go off and work somewhere else. And at one stage, the mining sector were taking a lot of engineers, and they always seem to get the best engineers first. But I've got a nephew who's been looking for a job, and he's an engineer. And I just wondered, you know, if this is the case, surely we should still be able to find people who could handle this work without actually going to Public Works. Like many, many years ago, Public Works used to do all this work. But they gave that away at one stage and said, you know, they wanted councils to take on all this work and not Public Works. And as Councillor Hall said, Public Works took on the job of doing the water filtration plant down at Lake Angelica. Between them and us, we buggered it up completely. And I mean, it's just... Public Works haven't got a real good reputation about doing things and getting them done. You know, they've, as he said, they killed somebody by bringing in some shyster from South Africa to run the to run that job. And it really was a debacle. Anyway, what I'm just getting at, surely, so are we just going to give away doing any of this sort of work, such as our water sewerage? Is it going to be done by Public Works because we can't get around to doing it quick enough? Or is, so what is the reason why we have to go down this track, besides you're saying we haven't got experienced staff? If we're losing them, we should be able to get them from somewhere else. So I'm just wondering why we can't. And I always know we've always paid above salary, so, you know, what's the go?
Councillor Brady, I'll ask the General Manager to respond to that. Thank you.
A couple of points there. We're not paying above salary for market equivalent with other organisations. We're paying what the local government state award indicates that we should pay for positions, and trying to keep relativities across the organisation. But private sector and state government agencies are paying salaries in advance of what we're paying. These projects aren't projects that we would have been delivering ourselves anyway. We would have only been providing the technical knowledge and the project management support. They would always need to be outsourced to deliver, because they're specialist construction projects, the scope of which, or the quantity of which, is beyond the capacity of this organisation to deliver. They would be going to companies like Thiess and Lead Engineering, those larger specialist companies that build water filtration plants, that build sewer filtration plants, that do upgrades, that lay kilometres of pipeline. They're the types of companies that would be tendering for it anyway. What we're actually giving away is the project management of those tasks.
I'll just ask Councillor Nelson to ask a question. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things it's been mentioned there, that they will manage it, because if it blows over budget, we've got to find the funds to pay that balance. And that's the part that I see, because you can't really trust them to produce it out on a budget. You can have a budget plan. And when they do this, it might be going to go over budget. Hopefully, we'll at least be consulted in it before they go that far.
Thank you, Councillor Nelson, for that. Would you want to respond to that? Or do you want to...
Councillor Nelson's right.
I'll just get the general manager to confirm what Councillor Nelson was asking.
Councillor Nelson's statement is correct. We lose control for managing the budget. We agree to the budget, but the minister can direct that any over expenditure be paid by council.
I think that gets back to also when we're talking about over budget and that sort of thing, the work that we do back here at this when we're doing the scoping of the project and making sure that everything's on time, because we know in the past we've had a few projects that actually go over and that sort of thing because of technical issues within the department. So I think we've got to be a little bit more on the ball when it comes to actually doing the scoping and that sort of thing. Some of these projects are going over, because as the general manager has said, also some of these projects we are looking at here are ones that we wouldn't be scoping too much for anyway, especially like sewage works and water treatment works and that sort of thing, are not one of our normal types of works that we do. So any more questions on the recommendation? Councillor Hall, would you like to speak?
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. Do we have any safety relief valves on this? If they come in and specify something that is either well past our budget or we expect is going to go well past our budget, do we have any potential relief from saying, no, we don't want you to do that part across the board of these multiple things? Or if we get to the stage where things are obviously going way beyond our budget, do we have any safety remedy potential at all?
Thank you, Councillor Hall. I'll ask the General Manager to respond. Thank you.
Not beyond the usual means of speaking with the Minister concerned, pleading our case and asking for special consideration and support. The preliminary estimates on some of the projects have suggested they'll exceed the budget, like the effluent reuse project. There's been a report coming back to Council on that. At this stage, the likely funding for sewage treatment plants replacements and water treatment plant upgrades, the accurate estimates haven't been prepared, and we won't be able to prepare them until the design process has gone through. However, just reinforce the fact that we are staring down the barrel of some significant fines for both of those facilities if we don't take action very soon. And I believe the government agencies are working together to support us in getting to the position where we can get these projects completed.
Right, any further comments on the recommendation? Councillor Rees, would you like to ask a question?
So a lot of these projects are obviously grant on the basis of securing grant funding. If we don't complete them ourselves in the time frame, we lose that grant funding?
Thank you, Councillor Rees. I'll ask the General Manager to respond to the question.
We haven't lost the grant funding as yet. And there's been no suggestion at this stage that we will lose the grant funding. If we don't refer these works to Public Works Advisory, we've got some very onerous performance improvement targets to meet to put the project management framework in place to be able to deliver the projects ourselves. And that's going to come at a considerable cost also. And it's going to delay the implementation of the projects. And as I mentioned, we've got these EPA threats over our head, which are real and will be difficult to achieve in the timelines available.
Councillor Rees, would you like to answer another question? Ask another question.
Do we have to meet the cost of the project manager appointed by the minister for the projects, or is that met by the state government?
Thanks for your question, Councillor Rees. I'll ask the General Manager to respond.
The project management costs will come out of the total project budget, so whatever the allocation is, that'll be part of those costs.
All right, Councillor Blewett, would you like to ask a question?
Yes, thank you. Mine's probably more of a comment. My concern is around the budgets and that we don't have control if it blows out. Now, in my experience as a councillor, we've never had a project that's come in under budget. I'm just putting it out there. Do we have a pool of money in the budget that's set aside for these projects if we give it to the people that we're going to give it to? So we've got money there to cover the shortfall.
Thank you, Councillor Blewett, for your question. I'll ask the General Manager to respond.
We only have our water and sewer reserves money, which are both quite low in reserve balances. So if there was a significant cost increase, you know, I expect we would be given plenty of notice if that were to occur and be able to make other arrangements. But in the upcoming budget, one of the things Council is going to have to grapple with is how we find our matching contribution for some of the significant projects we've got over the next 4 to 5 years. It's going to far exceed what we've got available in our reserves currently.
So as you can see, we'll be dabbling with money trying to cover what we've already got. And I've sort of been talking to the TK and the General Manager about the, especially these grants and that sort of thing. And some of these grants are going to be restructured in the fact that you've got to allow for some of these things, you know, the contingencies of overspend and that sort of thing. So I think it's something that's got to be negotiated as we go along. Would you like to say something, TK?
Oh, just a couple of items there. In the process of the audit that the General Manager referred to and I presented to the Council last December, they identified there'd been 17 professional staff through the water and sewer section in the last 5 years. Of those, 9 were managers alone. So despite our continual attempts to recruit, we may fill them, but we failed to hold on to them for long enough. But I concur with all the other comments that the General Manager's made. The option of finding our own extra money to engage project managers to deliver these works is not, on the face of it, affordable given our reserve balances. And so we're left with the one only remaining alternative that's favoured by the grant body in the state, and that is to use the state agency Public Works Advisory, despite all the inherent risks associated with that, financial and otherwise.
Right, any further questions on the recommendation? If there's no more questions, I'd like to I'll put it to the vote. All right, all those in favour of the recommendation? All right, those against? It's carried. Thank you very much. All right, just before we do move on, because we've actually finished the one item, because there's only one more item, which is in closed session, and the other thing is, as you realise, we are going to have a budget session after we finish this extraordinary meeting. And also Roy Butler is coming at 3:30, just between 3:30 and 4:00, so we can all have a bit of a chat with him and see what the lay of the land is with him. All right, would someone like to move that we go into closed session?
Okay.
Councillor Breeze, second to Councillor Brady. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? It's carried. All right. Then Roy Butler. Right, I just got to finish closing off this confidential report, the closed session. Staff matter, the grounds on which part of the council and committee may be closed to the public, listen to this section 10A2 at the Local Government Act 1993, section of 10A2, are personal matters concerning particular individuals and other councillors. The recommendation from the closed session, one, the council receive and note the General Manager's report 20-4, and two, seek legal advice and report back to council. And that's it.
Moved.
Councillor Brady, and seconded Councillor Bendall. It was carried, and that's in it. And I declare the meeting closed.
All right.